David Laurence, thank you to be with us today.
Thank you.
You're the CFO of Valneva. You are meeting some investor today and yesterday. What are you saying to the investor who are looking for the strategy of Valneva? How was the year 2008?
So we've had a very good year. And the first thing we've been trying to explain to investors is the strategy and a recent capital increase. So last week we completed €50 million capital raise from mainly from United States investors, very high quality US investors. And this is a very important step for our company to enable our strategy for the future. And having US investors with big pockets, big capacity, means that we can secure the future fundraising possibilities for Valneva.
We discuss a lot with some CEO here about the difference between Europe investor and US investor, and sometimes they think that there are less investor in Europe than in US. Do you think it's more comfortable to have this kind of investor?
Yeah, so I think there are probably two big differences just now. So 80% of the healthcare or life science capital in the world is either managed in or from United States, which means that Europe, for example, maybe has 20%, even if we ignore Asia and China and Japan. So there's more money there for sure. And those investors need to make their money work. They don't raise funds to sit on the money. The second thing is that they have I would call, sophisticated level of scientifically aware and life science aware investors. So they can very quickly assimilate a combination of strategy and then the products or the projects in R&D. And this gives them a very strong advantage, I think, over European investors.
Mm-hmm. We also see some individual investor who are in difficulty to understand the biotech working because they see rising capital every year and dilution sometimes and or often. How can you manage in institutional investor and individual investor?
Yeah, I think for many investors, particularly small investors, that's very tough. So the cost of drug development and vaccine development in our case continues to rise, and therefore the capital required continues to rise. So if you invest in a company at an early stage, you should realize that over time the company may have to spend a lot more money as it becomes a bigger biotech and as the programs advance. And therefore, unless you have the capacity to follow your money, then you should accept dilution. On the other hand, as a drug develops and moves from preclinical into clinical phase one, phase two, phase three, then the value of the company should rise. And this should offset the dilution and even give a bigger edge. But to give an example, Juno was acquired earlier this year by Celgene for about $9 billion. Juno's Series A round was $120 million, and Jeff Bezos then put in some more money, you know, almost without much clinical data. So I think if you have the right investors with the right appetite and the understanding of the costs, then it's okay. But really, investors need to understand that in a biotech model, where you're betting on the science and the programs, it's going to cost a lot of money to take it through.
Mm-hmm. If we come back to Valneva products during the year 2018, what's the most important for you? What you did?
So we have two commercial products, and those are very important for our business because they provide non-dilutive funding for our R&D programs. So far this year, our top product, our bigger product, has had a great year. Suxaro has had a 19% year-on-year growth from first half 18 to first half 17, and that's super. And then Dukoral is also providing a nice revenue stream for us. So those are extremely important. And then in the non-commercial product side, the most important program we have is Lyme disease. And this year we made big steps in Lyme, so we finished the phase one. We took it to the FDA, they were happy with the data, so now we will commence phase two this year.
We were talking about the rising of 15 millions. How this money will serve the company and what we'll do with this money?
So the first thing that we're going to do is fully fund Lyme phase two, and potentially have money also to fund Chikungunya phase two, which could happen during next year. So that's the primary use of proceeds. The secondary aspect is to have a much stronger investor base, so that if our company has the chance to do M&A or acquire new products, or if we wanted to do a US listing to fund the phase three capital for Lyme, then we now have the foundation in place to do that, which we didn't have before. So the fundraise for us is a big strategic enabler for the whole company.
Mm-hmm. What we can expect from you for the next few months?
So the rest of this year should be quite busy. My colleagues are going to generate some data from R&D, probably on chikungunya. We should commence the phase two for Lyme by the end of the year, right at the end of the year. We also expect to get a new military contract from the US Department of Defense for our IXIARO vaccine. So some nice news flows. And then November 8th, we do our 9-month results.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, David Lawrence, to have been with us today.
Thank you.